Thank you. Mr. Chair, allow me to present European Union and its member states' overall views on the elements that should be included in the report with regard to the compliance with international humanitarian law, human responsibility and accountability. The European Union emphasizes that human beings must make decisions with regard to the use of force, exert control over weapon systems that they use, and remain accountable for decisions over the use of force in order to ensure compliance with international law, in particular international humanitarian law, taking into account ethical considerations. Those who plan, decide upon, and carry out an attack using a lethal autonomous weapon system must therefore ensure that the weapon system and the way it is used will preserve a human being's ability to make these necessary legal judgments and thereby ensure compliance with international law, including IHL. We support reference to the need to ensure that the development, production, deployment and use of emerging technologies in the area of laws must be in compliance with international law, in particular IHL. The report should emphasize that appropriate levels of human control and judgment should be retained during the whole life cycle of the weapon system to ensure compliance with international law, in particular IHL. Moreover, we agree that a broadly shared common understanding on a two-tier approach to weapon systems based on emerging technologies in the area of laws merit clear reference in the final report. In concrete terms, we support that a distinction should be made between those weapon systems that cannot be used in accordance with international law, in particular IHL, which states should commit not to develop, produce or use, and systems that include autonomous features, requiring regulation to ensure compliance with IHL and other applicable international law. We recall that states bear a fundamental responsibility to ensure that the development, production, deployment, and use of emerging technologies in the area of laws will be in compliance with international law, in particular IHL. The report should make a clear reference that human responsibility for decisions on the use of force must be retained. The report should clearly state clearly that the human accountability must be preserved at all times and across the entire life cycle of the weapon systems, and appropriate measures in this regard should be implemented. We hope that the final report will reflect these points. Thank you.